The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, the HSE have launched a new campaign targeting alcohol consumption, and they say the best way to keep your baby as safe as possible, both during and while planning a pregnancy, is to stop drinking altogether. I'm joined by a consultant in public health medicine with the HSE, Dr. Claire Neal. Claire, you're very welcome to the programme. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So there is a growing concern, is there, around alcohol consumption and pregnancy? Because the message has been around for a long time to certainly keep your consumption to a minimum. But are there growing fears that that message is being lost somewhere?
Yes, no, we recently did some research just looking at barriers to having an alcohol-free pregnancy, and certainly one of those that was reported back was an understanding about the risks of drinking alcohol in pregnancy. So our new campaign just really aims to reflect the clear and consistent guidance, which is evidence-based and expert-informed, that when it comes to pregnancy, actually no amount of alcohol is known to be safe. And that includes because alcohol can affect the pregnancy itself, including risk of miscarriage, but also it can affect, you know, the development both from the embryo stage and to the fetal development in pregnancy, because it can cross over into the womb freely during that time.
Okay, because some people will feel, and you know, you hear this, oh, it's fine to have a very occasional glass of wine to be sociable at a family occasion. You're saying don't do it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, as I mentioned, alcohol can cross freely into the womb, and that can affect development of the fetus throughout the pregnancy, really. And that can differ, you know, at different stages of the pregnancy, but there is that risk of both physical and neurological developmental difficulties that can happen. And that can lead to delays both in development and also problems that maybe are behavioural or social or educational problems, and some of those might not become evident until later in life. So really, when it comes to pregnancy, you know, no amount of alcohol is known to be safe throughout.
So are we talking about fetal alcohol spectrum disorder? If you have one drink, is that the risk that you're running?
So fetal alcohol spectrum disorders, that's really the group of disorders that are caused by alcohol exposure during pregnancy. And I suppose it is across a spectrum as such, you know, that can vary. And it depends both in the time that the exposure was there and also the developmental stage of the fetus at that time. So fetal alcohol spectrum disorder can really represent both physical abnormalities, but also those broader developmental problems and neurological problems as well, that can be associated more with behavioural or social or educational difficulties as well.
This advice stretches beyond the pregnancy. It goes into the period before pregnancy. If somebody is planning to have a baby, doesn't it, Claire? What are you saying to people about that period of their lives?
Yeah, so really, I suppose in that period, you know, people, I suppose, don't just start drinking alcohol once they find out they're pregnant. You know, many pregnancies are not recognised in the earliest weeks. So we know that those drinking patterns before pregnancy can really carry into the pregnancy itself. And as I mentioned, that can cause risks both of miscarriage and then also to the developing embryo and into the fetal development period as well. So that's really why the advice applies to both planning a pregnancy and during the pregnancy itself.
Okay. So what you're saying is you might know you're pregnant, and if you're drinking at that time, you could be putting your baby at risk. You're not saying if you're planning a pregnancy, you should stop drinking altogether in order to be at your optimal health levels going into it.
Well, I suppose it's important to reflect that yes, the risk would be there in terms of the pregnancy itself, and also the developing embryo, which is in the very earliest stages. But also, I suppose it's part of a broader public health message as well. You know, we know that alcohol can harm health in various ways, and the World Health Organization recently came out in 2023 to say that, you know, there is no safe level of alcohol consumption, and any amount really carries a risk of harm. And I suppose it's to reflect that is particularly important during pregnancy, but also in those developmental periods as well before pregnancy itself.
It can be hard to stick to the no alcohol policy if your partner or husband is enjoying a glass of wine on a Friday night, or you were used to sort of socialising together and going out for a drink. So what's the message to the men?
Absolutely. And in the research that we did looking at barriers to an alcohol-free pregnancy, what came out really strongly was you know, challenges in breaking established habits before the pregnancy, and also that perceived impact on, you know, certain occasions. And that's why it's, you know, we all have a real key role to play here. So, you know, both as a society, it's important for us to help create conditions to make it easier for people not to drink. But crucially, I think in the situation of pregnancy, you know, partners, families, friends have a real role. And that's by supporting people not to drink and avoiding pressure to drink as well. And also, you know, recognising that it might not be easy for everyone, and you know, that other supports are available if they are needed. And, you know, we certainly would encourage people to speak with, you know, their GP, their antenatal team, or to seek advice online, you know, through reputable sources such as the HSE website, or, you know, there's also a HSE drug and alcohol helpline as well, and where you can get confidential advice or support about your own or someone else's drinking. So yeah, everyone has a role to play, and certainly in the situation of pregnancy or planning pregnancy, it's particularly important for partners and family.
Claire, thank you very much for your time. That's Dr. Claire Neal there from the HSE, and we've come a long way, haven't we, from the glass of Guinness, which was recommended for pregnant women for the iron content. Now the advice is zero alcohol right throughout the pregnancy.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.